Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
I just want to share a little bit with you about mentoring the prophetic. I want to share with you, and then maybe you might have some questions. Usually, I find that those who are interested and supportive of prophets either are a prophet themselves, are on the way, or at least a prophetic, I won't say at least, or are prophetic intercessors. You know, the scripture does say, if they are prophets and if the word of the Lord be with them, let them pray. So I think that it's important for us to understand, and maybe today there will be a few keys that you can glean. If you would say, I am prophesying, I don't know if you'd say you're a prophet or prophetic intercessor. Can I see your hands? Can I see some hands raised? Yeah. We have certainly quite a few here. And so, or maybe you're just learning and you're just interested. I so wish in my early days, I had someone who could help me along the way. I would have made a lot fewer mistakes. And, you know, it's not, I think, that the prophecies were wrong, but I think certainly I could have done a better job at my delivery. And if you read my book, The Voice of God, or the new one that we have made, Essential Guide to the Prophetic, you'll know that we can learn to be skillful. We can learn to be adept at not only giving a word, how we give the word, the interpretation, how we interpret words, how we apply them, how we pray about them. So we're going to just take a moment. We know the gift of prophecy is very important. Now, some of this will be a little review, so hang in there with me if it is. But the importance of the prophetic gift, 1 Corinthians 14:1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. So I believe even in sowing and standing, we are believing how important we give weight to who we stand with. We give weight to acknowledging this gift because the Bible says, especially of all the gifts, that you may prophesy. And the word pursue here, love, and desire, the word desire, it's very strong biblical language. It means fervently, you know, passionately. We have to understand that many times in the Greek or the Hebrew, the original language was much, much stronger than what we know. You know, it was much stronger than we can understand. And there was a strength to the language that sometimes can be a bit lost in us unless we use a lexicon or, you know, biblical tools to understand, which I encourage us all to do that. You know, I was thinking that when I started preaching like 45 years ago, before some of you were born, that, you know, when I would study, it felt like a room full of study tools. You know, I'd have my Strong's Concordance. I'd have my Vine's Concordance. You know, I'd have all Bible dictionaries. And in order to prepare my message, you know, I would have to laboriously go through every single one of those. And then to find the right scripture, I'd have to go to a concordance to be able to look up that. And then I'd look it up in my hard copy Bible. And I mean, it took hours and hours and hours. And the prep for a message can be so much faster now. You know, you just ask Siri, where is pursue love and desire spiritual gifts? And there I have it in, you know, 8 translations or whatever. So I'm very grateful actually for that. You know, I was thinking even early days in ministry, when we first decided, if you don't mind me walking down memory lane a little bit, when we first decided that we would do a prophets conference, I remember our first one was in 1987. And we invited this guy to be with us who had never done a prophetic conference. He was Dutch Sheets. And, you know, he had never done one. This was the first time he was going to say yes. This was kind of new to him. And I remember the word he got. I don't know if you know who Dutch is, but the word was, set the trumpet to your mouth. And God has called you to be a trumpet. And of course, he has definitely been that. He is that, not has been, but he definitely is that. And how, as I was personally pursuing the gift, in other words, fervently desiring, being biblical, being, you know, say, okay, God, you gave me this gift. I really don't know anybody much to ask about this. I met my friend Bishop Bill Hammond, that we consider the father of the modern day prophetic movement, but I didn't know any of these guys. You know, I was just launching out into the deep. People were calling me Jezebel, false prophet. And I think in the beginning, really know what a false prophet was either. I was just doing my very best to love Jesus and, you know, be out there. And I first prophesied when I was 4 years old, prophesied the birth of my little sister. And I just knew things. Now, I know not everyone starts like that, you know, but I was called into the office of the prophet. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion. Maybe you want to ask questions on this later. I'm kind of treating this like as a classroom, everybody. If I'd lecture at Fuller Seminary or some of these MDiv or DMin classes. So you're getting the full load, okay? You're getting the full load today. So, you know, I was just learning how to cooperate, but there's a lot of discussion. Are you born with a gift or can you develop the gift? Is the gift latent in people, say, who aren't born again and one day they can't prophesy? You know, really, the Bible doesn't tell us exactly. You know, we can observe certain things. You know, we can surmise, you know, we can do a study of how prophets, you know, are called. In fact, when I wrote my book, The Voice of God, I really did this. I interviewed different prophets. Bishop Bill Hammond told me before he was saved, he was just a pagan. You know, he really knew nothing. So he wasn't prophesying. And we don't know there was an indication that he was. But others seemingly even say in business, you know, they will seem to know things and it helps create wealth for them. You know, well, there's a natural wisdom. Then there's a wisdom given by God. And that's another whole teaching on wisdom. But we know that we should pursue these gifts. In fact, in this 1 Corinthians 14 passage, and we know there weren't chapters and verses set apart kind of as we know it, but in the biblical thought, 1 Corinthians 14:39, therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy and do not forbid to speak with tongues. So this is iterated twice. So many churches don't teach very much on the prophetic, but yet the Bible is so strong. If we want to talk about biblical language to say how important this gift is to develop. And I think sometimes because we don't teach on it accurately, people make mistakes. You know, I think that the teaching gift needs to be incorporated. I have friends, James Gall, who's one of on our prophets council. James Gall is a seer. He's a feeler, but he operates more from a teaching gift in his writings. And, of course, I said Dutch, you know, Dutch is certainly a prophetic teacher. And, you know, we have some, my husband would be a prophetic teacher as well. And so we need all of these gifts to manifest and in order for them to work accurately. I love the church that I go to because my pastor is so strong in believing in the prophetic, but he is in the office of pastor. And I love it to watch that manifest in him. You know, he'll get up and he'll explain things or this is what this just happened. Or, you know, it's wonderful to see all the gifts of the Holy Spirit and all the offices functioning together. I think we need to go back and teach on the spiritual gifts. We need to go back and teach on the offices. We need to kind of go back to some of the basics. In the 80s, we taught a lot about this. And the 90s, we more recognize what a prophet is or prophecy, but many people don't have those foundations. So we need to go back and lay the foundation again in many topics, you know. So this is very important that we desire earnestly. Biblical language twice using the same strong language.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.